That's how I ended up borrowing it from my friend Benoit. Benoit is the fellow that I ride. He has a scooter, right? He has a Vespa, a nice little 50cc Vespa. And when I first got my motorcycle license, he was kind of distraught because he thought he was going to lose his scooter buddy. Well, I said, look, I'm not going to keep the scooter and the motorcycle because it would have cost me too much in plates and registration. Well, I had to make a decision. I sold my Kymco scooter, my little 50cc scooter, and I don't mind going with the motorcycle. And what I like is I ride out to his place. He lives a good 62 kilometers away, so I ride out to his place, and then we can go scootering for a day or so. Usually we do about 100-150 kilometers. And of course, sitting on top of my V-Strom, which, by the way, does have a name, I named her Uhura. Yes, after the Star Trek character, communications officer Uhura. So after sitting in the, he gets sore after a 45-minute ride, but I think I could probably. I could probably ride out to Vancouver with this thing. It's that comfortable. I don't feel anything. No numb bum or anything like that. It's just amazing. If I have one complaint, and it's a minor one, but it's still kind of inconvenient, is the visor. Of course, you don't see it here on the audio, but the visor is too short for me. My 6 foot frame. So the visor is about, I would say, a good 3 inches too short. Now, I've been thinking of upgrading the visor. There's a company called Givi, I'm not sure how they pronounce that. And they have a unit that's completely adjustable, but it's something like $379 Canadian. Quite steep. And, yeah. I'm not even 100% sure I'm going to post this audio, by the way. So I'm going to see. I may post it. I may have to make a concession and say, okay, well, the audio's not great, but trust me, if I can't afford that other SMH unit that is integrated into the helmet, and I mean the microphone is integrated into the helmet, not the unit. There are units that integrate into helmets, but you have to buy the right helmet for it. And I'm sporting a Shoei Neotech modular helmet right now. I feel like I'm doing an ad. And it cost me quite a bit of money, but it's very comfortable. Not as quiet as I was hoping it was going to be, but very comfortable. And I got a Maserati here next to me. Wow, what a machine. Whew, okay. Oh, there we go. I tend to sing these sing songs when I'm riding my bike, yeah, well, my motorcycle. Especially when I'm in a particularly dangerous situation. I don't know why I start doing this la-di-da-di-da, oops, look out. I'm not in one right now. That was just a demonstration. In the event of a real dangerous situation, you would have heard me say more. Anyway, well, I think I've passed the 10-minute mark, so if I have, this is part two. And I'm stuck in traffic here. I didn't describe the ride in this morning. I may do another audio boo one of these days and describe the ride in. Like I said, my main route that I take, which I've mentioned before on Audio Boo, it's called Boulevard or Gouin Boulevard. If you look it up on the map of Montreal, G-O-U-I-N, it is a sort of a two-lane road, turns into a four-lane little boulevard, and then turns back into a two lane. Sometimes it goes one way. It's quite interesting, actually. And if I can get that camera and do the Perry Montreal tour on the bike, which I do want to do, because I've never seen that done in social media. I've never seen that on YouTube. So I think it would be fun, it would be interesting, and I'd love to go around Montreal and show you the sights and sounds of Montreal at night, and Montreal maybe during the jazz festival. I missed it this year completely. So I don't know, what was I talking about? I've been all over the place with this audio boot today. Or these audio boos, I guess there's going to be more than one. I just hope this works well. If it works well, then I may do others, definitely. If it doesn't work so well, at least I'll have known. Getting precarious here. I'm taking an on-ramp to the highway. So once I get on the highway, I'm going to close the helmet and pick up some speed. I love this. I'm in a nice corner here, leaning her over, not too much. I'm afraid though the chin skirt's picking up a lot of wind. Okay, I'm going to close the helmet here. Hang on. All right, I've closed the helmet. And I've got a dump truck here that wants to merge. You go that way. I go around you. Thank you very much. Goodbye. So, I'm doing about 70, 65 kilometers an hour right now. So I could be... Could be that I might be picking up some wind noise. If I am, I apologize. Going by a BMW dealer over here on my right. There's a truck that's just merged in front of us. I'm going to have to change lanes. A little head check and change lanes. All right. Nice day. It's kind of hazy up there, though. I think they're forecasting a 40% chance of rain, so I'm taking a bit of a chance taking the bike in today, but I figure the worst that can happen is it rains on me on my way home, and that's fine. I do have an alternate route I can take home that goes much slower and has maybe a little bit more traffic, but you know, it's not. I'm not on the highway, and I'm not going high speed on wet pavement. Not that I'm scared. I mean, if you get a good rain, a good wash, you're fine. It sort of washes most of the oils away. It's that fine mist that I can't stand. I certainly don't know how much of this recording is, like I said, recording. Buddy, I hope you see me. Okay. And I hope you see me too. Okay. Okay, wait a minute. All right, everybody's cutting in front of me here. Wow. Well, at least they're being quite polite about it. They're not cutting me off or anything. Now, the V-Strom's a big bike. Uhura is a really big bike, very tall. I mean, when I'm riding, if I come up to a red light next to an SUV, so, you know, a big sport truck or whatever, I'm basically looking into the driver's eyes. I'm sitting at the same height as them. The seat sits up at 32 inches off the ground. And if I sort of extend my torso, I'm sitting quite high up in the saddle. I'm very, very noticeable. And I'm wearing a khaki jacket. It's my Corazzo scooter jacket, in fact.